Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Our long-lost traveler returns. Rose Gray, how are you?
Buongiorno. Oh, bene, bella. I'm fantastic.
Was the second Italy trip as good as the first one?
Actually, it was. That's a loaded question. I know, right? It was different.
Okay.
But it was equally as wonderful with regard to the group I traveled with.
Okay.
The food I ate and the wine I drank. So with any amount of luck, we'll have a couple of people who joined me on the second Tuscany trip phoning in today and letting the listeners know that this is something you got to do. If Italy, especially the Tuscan area of Italy, is on your bucket list, do it. It's a different vibe. Look at a map. Italy is a long state,
right?
And north, central, and south are three completely different areas and a different feeling and different cuisine and different wine. And so just a great, great trip and different hotels this time. So that was kind of a fun thing for me to not have to repeat that. Different guide. All the guides at Globus are phenomenal, but the Alessandro was exemplary, just fantastic. And I'm glad to be back. I am glad to be back. I'm glad to have my feet on the ground for a little while because we got some work to do. It's fall, and this is the time that we in the travel industry typically do travel. But I got some stuff I got to get done, so we got to get on that.
So this trip that you've just been on, these last two ones, aren't the same trip that's up for Italy on the website, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
So this is quite unique. So if you go to Fox Group Vacations, you will find a beautiful, beautiful itinerary that's called Best of Italy. And that's a great itinerary. And that would be for somebody who's saying, I may never get back. We had a number of people. When Alessandro stands at the front of the motor coach and says, how many people have never been to Italy? It's not a lot of people. That sometimes people say, wow, I spent one day in the Tuscany area and I want to go back desperately. That's usually because they're coming off of one of our Best of Italy's or Elegance of Italy type trips.
Which is the one that's on the website currently for next year.
Yep. So Best of Italy is a great trip. I mean, do not get me wrong. It's a highlights type trip. And what I feel like, and our group team is feeling like now as well, is that what made these Tuscany trips so appealing is the fact that we did the hub and spoke thing.
Yes.
Where we stayed in Montecatini for seven nights and then did day trips. And that everybody loved it. We went to Parma ham. We went to Parmigiana area and saw Parmigiano Reggiano being made. We went to Ambalgheri and we saw fabulous wineries there. We went to Greve and had just little towns that you normally would either bypass or spend a little tiny bit of time in.
Sure.
So, and then we added on two nights in Florence because we just felt like you got to go see the David. You got to see the David. So the Best of Italy, September 20th to the 1st of October next year, is Rome and Florence and Venice and Assisi and Sorrento.
So the highlight tour.
Exactly. You still see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You still get to go see the David. You do get to Venice. All of the things. So it's also a great itinerary, but not for everybody. Some people are just like, you know what? I don't want to pack and unpack. Or you live out of a suitcase. Let's not even call it pack and unpack. Do you literally take things out of your bag and put them away? Probably not. Hang a few things up and you're on your merry way. So Italy, Italy, Italy. Love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to go back again one day. But I'm back.
Rose Gray is back. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. While you were gone, something new appeared on the website. I want to ask you about it when we come back. Sip and Savor. We'll talk through that next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You drink more white wines, don't you, than red wines?
I have learned to love some serious, serious red wines.
Oh, you have?
Through the course of my travels. Chianti grape is primarily Sangiovese, which I've always loved that grape anyway. Right. And so from being, I was in Italy more days than I was in Wisconsin in the last 30. I drink a lot of that wine. Okay. Yes.
We will get to Sip and Savor in a minute, but we do have a call at 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talking text line. Let's go to Carol in Brookfield. Good morning, Carol. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. I am taking a Mediterranean cruise in like 2 weeks. That includes it included Israel, which they canceled, but also Egypt. We're going to Cairo, and I'm just wondering, how safe is still going to Egypt at this time?
Well, here's the thing: your faith has to be placed in the hands of the provider. You have to realize that your cruise company is not going to put you in harm's way, which is clearly why they took Israel off the itinerary. So the beautiful thing about being on a cruise is they can pivot very easily. They can decide at the very last minute that it's not a safe thing. The other thing about it is, on that itinerary, how do you get from the ship to Cairo?
Bus.
Right. So if you decide on that day, okay, the excursion is going into Cairo. I have the opportunity to get off and go into Cairo. I don't feel good about it. You personally can make that decision that you don't want to go.
Correct.
So,
okay.
I mean, that's a really better position to be in, that somebody that is literally going to Egypt as their destination and doing some sightseeing and then getting on a Nile River cruise, they don't really have the wherewithal to make that kind of a decision. You have the wherewithal to say, you know what? The cruise line has determined that they feel comfortable enough to let passengers go ahead and get on that motor coach and go to Cairo. I don't personally feel good about it. I'm staying on the ship.
Okay. All right. And if I do decide not to take the cruise, I did get the cancel for any reason insurance, except for it does not include war.
Okay.
So they are saying that we would not get our any money back. Is there any type of recourse for, you know, any way I can get something back?
It's hard to say. So this is interesting. It's cancel for any reason except that. What if you tell them it's a different reason?
That's what I was wondering.
So you say, I'm canceling because I couldn't, my dog care bailed on me, and I don't have anybody to take care of my pet. That's a reason.
That's a reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if they say it's canceled for any reason, then they have no right to ask you what your reason for canceling is.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah. So I would delve a little bit more deeply. Is it through the cruise line or is it through a third party?
Travel Guard.
There's an 800 number on there. I would call and get more information. If you're giving them your insurance policy number, which you'd have to for them to start talking to you, I would not be real specific, but I would get more information.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's excellent. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Carol. Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We do have another call. Let's go to Barbara in Appleton. Good morning. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question, but I needed to tell Rose that I also got back from Italy with a Fox tour, Elegance of Italy, with Kate and Gigi. And we had such a wonderful time.
Barb, you also had a pretty special event happen when you were in Vatican City, didn't you?
Well, it was amazing. We happened to be in St. Peter's when the Pope came out and gave his benediction. And we had a lovely dinner at the Vatican the next evening, had it all to ourselves. And not the museum, but the dinner, and then leaving, it was quiet. I got to take a nice picture of a spiral staircase at the Vatican Museum with no bodies in there. And then we went up to Tuscany and experienced some of the same things you did, plus Venice, plus Lake Maggiore, the islands, the cable ride up the Dolomites with the sun shining. It was amazing.
And you actually got to stay on Capri, right?
We didn't go to Capri. Oh. We went to Lake Maggiore.
Maggiore. Okay. Did you stay at, was it the Dino Hotel?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the most amazing hotel ever?
It is. And right on the lake. And the fireworks at night, there must have been a wedding. So in the evening around 10 o'clock, the noise starts and it's fireworks over the lake. The moon was shining. We had a moon with our nighttime Venice cruise down the canal. The moon was out. Everything just lined up perfectly for us. And Kate and Gigi were so great.
Well, thank you. And so this is just a good testimonial for somebody that wants to see a little bit more of Italy than we did on the Tuscany adventures that I were on. So you really kind of one night, two nights, and moved around quite a bit.
Right.
But it's worth it.
That's why I agree with you. It makes you want to go back and spend more time, like in Tuscany.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that wine tasting overlooking the vineyards and the farmhouses in the background and everything. It was wonderful. So,
well, thank you, Barb, for sharing. Again, she was on Elegance of Italy. We've got Best of Italy up for next year. If you've not been to Italy, Barb and I will both tell you, you need to go. Put it at the top of the list. Move it up from wherever it is and get it on the top of your list.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Barb. We appreciate it. Those are the phone calls we love to hear.
That's
another
right.
successful Fox World Travel story. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. More coming up next. It's WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 924, going to be windy. Showers becoming more scattered as we go throughout the day. A high of 55 today. And we just had that great story from Barb in Italy. And now let's talk about another great event coming up, Sip and Savor.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Who doesn't love talking about travel?
Yeah.
Right? I'm the hit of every cocktail party I go to because everybody wants to talk. They want to tell me about their experiences and all of that.
Exactly.
And then who doesn't love to have a glass of wine in your hand while you're talking about travel? So Fox has decided to give you that opportunity. It's called Sip and Savor. The 18th of October is one of the events, which is happening in Neenah.
Okay.
And the 19th of October, which is the second event that is happening in Madison, a.k.a. Cambridge, Wisconsin. So how do you sign up for these things? Under the resources tab on our website. Dayton and I have both agreed this is a pretty slow website the last...
Something's going on with it, but
well, maybe
it'll get you there.
So many hits, it can't control itself. Anyway, you'll see vacation travel shows and virtual events. And the very first thing that pops up is a virtual travel show recording of Spotlight on River Cruising, which I just recorded on Wednesday. That's a little recording, 30 minutes or less, featuring all the river cruises that we've got going on for 24.
Okay.
So what's the difference between the Rhine and the Danube? Why would I choose the Rhine and the Moselle as opposed to just the Rhine? Those kinds of things. And then there are some other virtual travel show recordings as well. And then if you scroll down just a skosh more, you will find Sip and Savor. And what we're doing here is we want to highlight Europe. Europe is really trendy right now. It's back being popular after the COVID situation and all of that. And so what we're hoping to do is get people who have never used Fox World Travel to come. But we also certainly encourage you, if you've ever considered a Fox World Travel trip and you've maybe done it on your own and you want to know, why would I consider a group trip? What is that like? People ask us all the time. You know, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I don't really need to have people holding my hand. It never fails. Whenever I am on Fox Group Vacations tours, as I just have been on back-to-back Tuscanies, I get more comments than you can imagine of saying, I never thought it was going to be this much fun.
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to be this easy. I thought it was going to be very structured. I thought we were going, you know, all of the things, all of the misgivings that they had about why they didn't want to travel on a group trip, and they're all put to rest. They're all very Don't worry about it. It's
my favorite way to travel.
Yeah. We just love taking care of you. We just love, remember our motto, within the structure lies the freedom. We've outlined everything for you. We've got activities included. We make sure you have some down days. We had on the Tuscany trip one full day that you could do whatever you wanted. We had another day where we started at 10 a.m., so you had a day to kind of sleep in a little bit. Some days we started at 8:30. We did. It's right. As simple as that. But we want to talk all things European travel. And so we would love for you to come and visit. I will be at the Madison event.
Okay.
And Colleen will be at the Nina event. We have other travel advisors who will be joining us. I know that Kate Robinson, who Barb just referenced, is going to be joining Colleen in the Nina show.
All right.
And Charity, who I have never had the chance to travel with, but would look forward to doing in Alaska with her someday in the future when they let two travel managers go on the same trip, will be joining me in Madison. We've got some of your old favorites, Allison, Barb, Kim, Di, Jennifer Turner. A lot of people are going to be joining us at these. And so it's just an opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit better. If you're a Fox fan, you're very welcome. You're absolutely welcome. But if you've always thought about it but had some misgivings, if you've wished you could go on a group vacation but then second guessed it, you want to know more. This is no pressure. This is right. A glass of wine and a conversation, a lot of prizes to be given away, great food, good wine, good company, good conversation. How do you sign up for it?
As a person who's done the group travel, I can tell you there is time to go off on, you know, if you're there with your spouse or your special someone and you want to get away and just go do the two of you doing something, go out to dinner by yourselves or go off to the beach by yourself. You can do those things, but then you go back to this community of people who are all just having a blast and hanging out together and sharing the experience. You create friends that last years. We still go out with people that we did trips with a decade ago.
Yeah. And that's what's so much fun about it. So we'd love for you to RSVP. So we have enough wine, we have enough food, we have enough space. These are event venues. Sante Wine Bar and Bistro is the venue in Nina, and Cambridge Wine is the winery is the Madison venue, and there we have a limited capacity. So
sure.
If you could just RSVP, you go to resources. As I said, you go to vacation travel shows and events. Scroll down. There's a register now. You know, no harm, no foul. Just go ahead, and I think the rain will be done by then.
I hope so. Just a no pressure fun night out.
Yep, exactly. And just to learn a little bit more about Fox World Travel and explore Europe.
All right. FoxWorldTravel.com. Under the resources tab, you click on vacation travel shows and events, and you can sign up for Sip and Saver. Another half hour to go. Get your calls and texts in. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620 on the Fox World Travel Show. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
Isaac's really thinking.
Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse.
But he's tying in that wine.
I love
today.
That because he wants to talk about Sip and Savor, drinking wine and talking travel.
That's right. 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talking text line. Rose Gray back this week from all her travels that she's been going on. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bob in Burlington. Thanks for hanging on, Bob. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I just have a question about the more unfortunate circumstances that can arise with travel. We had a trip scheduled to go to Lahaina, Hawaii. With the fact that Lahaina burned, we were forced to cancel the trip. And now we're having a difficult time dealing with the travel insurance company to get reimbursement for the flights. We have received reimbursement for the condos and stuff that we were supposed to be staying at. But we're being told that it was a personal decision on our part to cancel our trip. And the travel insurance company is not willing to reimburse us for the actual flights. And I was just wondering, what is our next next course of action to actually get the reimbursement.
So what I'm hearing, if I'm understanding this, so you made the decision not to fly to Maui.
Well, actually, we were supposed to be traveling, arriving there October 31st, which is just a couple weeks from now.
Okay.
The wildfire happened in August 9th, actually, and we actually canceled the trip August 25th when there was travel restrictions by the government. They were not allowing non-essential workers to fly into Maui. And, you know, at that point, a couple of weeks had passed, and everybody knew that this was not going to be a short-term sort of fix. And they were asking people not to come, so we canceled the trip. And now the travel insurance company is telling us that we made the decision not to go.
Right.
Well, we were told that we couldn't go.
Okay, but what they're saying is you were told you couldn't go. You were not told you couldn't travel on the 31st of October. Is that their argument?
Well, bro, they're just saying that we just made the decision not to go.
Right, because what their argument, of course, is going to be is that flight is going to fly on the 31st of October because they started welcoming guests back into Maui on the 8th of October. And so their argument is going to be with the travel insurance company is that how could you have speculated that flight that you weren't going to be able to fly? If the flight goes and you're not on it, that's what their argument is going to be. Now, you have a couple things you can do. You can escalate it with them. So this company did give you, this travel insurance company did give you money back for the accommodations.
Actually, we got the money back for the accommodations on our own.
Okay.
The condos that we rented, we just asked for a refund and you know, both of the places that we were staying at agreed that now was not the time to come.
Right.
And they issued refunds immediately.
So the only claim you have right now with your insurance company is for the flights?
Correct.
Okay. So you have a couple things. You can try to escalate it. That, you know, I don't like the answer you're giving me. I can escalate it. But truthfully, I feel like what they're going to do is stick to their guns and say that, you know, if that flight flies on the 31st of October and you should have been on it, you made the decision not to. Did you buy basic economy tickets or did you buy the kind of tickets that are reusable?
We bought the non-refundable tickets, but in all honesty, one of the flights was with, do you want me to say the carrier's
sure,
name?
Sure, sure, sure.
One of the flights was through American.
Yep.
And the other flight was Hawaiian Air.
Okay.
And both of them, both airlines did offer to extend the purchase price of the tickets for future travel.
Right.
Well, we're not going to be going anywhere, you know, during those terms, and you know, we want our money back.
Okay.
You know, rather than them holding.
Yeah. Because this sounds very much like something that we went through with COVID, they're going to be very generous with regard to giving you an opportunity to reuse those airline tickets, but again, I would escalate the situation with the insurance company and see where that goes. I'm not holding out a ton of hope on that if, in fact, that flight operates on the 31st of October. And second of all, I would find out what what you can do with regard to the airline. The airline is going to be very generous, and you can go anywhere you want with that credit. You don't have to go back to Hawaii, but I don't know that they're going to give you a refund on a non-refundable either.
Right, and I do understand that part of it, but my argument, and please don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not trying to open up a can of worms for you either. I know that you've got no horse in this race, but my point is that when we canceled the trip, it was apparent to everybody that you know, this was not going to be a destination that was going to be available for a long time.
Right.
And
that's where she's saying, unfortunately, it's a weird situation. We have to escalate and try to get it back.
Right.
But I would
make that argument to the travel insurance company, and I would not take their first answer as a final answer. But
right.
I think you have a bit of a fight on your hands yet.
And we appreciate the call, Bob, but we do need to take a break. Thanks for listening to the show, and good luck with that. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton and Rose here with you. It's been a nasty few days, but it's going to get better this afternoon. Windy, showers becoming more scattered as the day goes on, and then we have some 60s coming up for the week. Going to hit a high of 55 today. During the break, we had somebody call in and ask a question. He said his passport expired 3 years ago. Can he still renew that, or is it too old?
Nope. You can renew a passport that has expired 15 years ago or less.
Wow.
Yeah. If you've got it and it's in good shape, it can't be all damaged or anything
right.
like that. But yeah, so they're pretty generous with that. The other question that came in on the text line that I wanted to address is somebody said they had a global entry application, three family members, two of them got processed and they've got appointments to make an interview, and the third one did not. Those sometimes get separated
yeah.
during processing, and then they go to different locations. I had a traveler with me on the last trip who had applied for global entry, and then they claimed that her fingerprints were not readable.
Oh, geez.
Now, I did not have my fingerprints taken when
yeah.
I did global entry, so I found that very odd. We had spare time when we were in Chicago the day of the departure.
Okay.
She ran down to customs in Terminal 5. We were checking in Terminal 5 because we were on an international carrier, so it made sense. She ran down there and talked to them, and they got it all straightened out in like less than 20 minutes.
Nice.
So sometimes my advice is just try very hard to give them a call. And I know this really would stink, but if you can somehow make your way to O'Hare and go down to there and find out something more, sometimes just talking to a human being is so much more helpful.
Not being lost in the system
yeah.
somewhere. All right, let's go to the phones, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Terry in Illinois, thanks for listening. What's your question?
Hi, Rose. Yes, we are traveling to Scotland in 2 weeks.
Ooh, lucky you.
And my question is, do we convert dollars to pounds here in the United States and pay the various transaction fees, or do we just take our credit card, and we've got a couple credit cards that waive that 3% transaction fee and pay, you know, most of our items with the credit card?
Yep, that's exactly what I would do. But I have to tell you this, Terry, I never like to arrive in a country where I have none of their currency, because I can't get a coffee, I can't tip somebody, I don't like that feeling. So there's a couple different things you can do. Any major financial institution right now, credit unions included, and your major banks, if you are a customer there, will indeed order foreign currency for you, and it takes less than 5 business days typically to get it. You pay a fee for it in many cases, but I do not like the feeling of not having their currency in my pocket when I travel. So I usually grab about $200 worth of their currency if I'm going to be on a trip of 7 days or more.
Okay, that's exactly what we were going to do. Yes,
perfect.
we would definitely want to have some pounds with us for, like you said, tips and various other items. So, yes, and we were thinking around $250.
Yep,
so we're kind
perfect.
Of right on with that,
yep,
I guess.
Yep.
Well, enjoy your trip.
And we'll hear all about
Thank
the
you.
Scotch when you return.
Wonderful. We will.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling. 855-616-1620 is the number. We have to take one final break. Final segment coming up. It's going quick. The Fox World Travel Show's on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. Windy showers becoming more scattered as the day goes on. Some reprieve from all this wetness. Thank goodness, a high of 55 today. Let's go over to the phones right away and talk to Ann in Elm Grove. Good morning, Ann. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looking forward, my husband and I, to a trip to Turkey. We're going to be leaving on the 24th of October, and we're going to be staying in Istanbul for 2 days at the beginning of the trip and 2 days at the other side of the trip. And for the first 2 days, we're going to be on our own in Istanbul. And I'd like to get an idea of your opinion of the safety of the city.
Well, this is what I would do. First of all, my resource would be travel.state.gov. And there's an international page there that will give you the State Department's opinion of the safety of any possible destination you can think of. So that would be my first place. Travel.state.gov. Then, and again, they've got a four-tiered system that is all the way from super safe to go there to reconsider travel to absolutely do not go there. So take that okay. under advisement. And then the other thing is, in these times, it's very important for me to say everybody needs to travel with the comfort level that they have. And so it's your job to stay as diligent as possible. It's your job to do as many safe things as you can. On that travel.state.gov website is an opportunity for you to sign up with the government for the STEP program, which is the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. I think what is going on in the world right now only highlights how critical it is for people who are traveling internationally. And I mean internationally from St. Lucia to Hawaii to any destination you can think of, and then all destinations that you can think of, to register your trip with the government. Now, people have cautioned me or said to me, I don't like this concept. I don't need the government knowing where I'm going. Well, first of all, the government knows where you're going at any given time if they swipe your passport. So don't think they don't know where you're going. And secondly, if the government of the United States wants to come and rescue me, if I am in some peril, as they did some years ago in Cairo, I'm all for it. So those are some things you can do to give yourself some peace of mind.
Program.
Yep.
Okay.
Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. And you register your trip and you let the government know where you are going to be. In the event that they need to locate you in a hurry, they can do so.
Okay. And I find that on the travel.state.gov site. Then.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Very helpful. Have not heard of that. We'll definitely do that.
All right.
Have a great
trip. Safe travels. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anne. 855-616-1620 is the number. Actually, you know what? We're running out of time. Let's go
Sip and Savor again.
Yep. Yeah.
Sip and Savor is happening on the 18th and 19th of October. The 18th is in Neenah for all you listeners in the Fox Valley and from Sheboygan on north, I would say probably. It is happening from 6 to 8 at the Sante Wine Bar and Bistro. And the second event is the 19th of October, happening at Cambridge Winery in Cambridge, Wisconsin, which I understand is essentially a suburb of Madison,
right.
Let's call it.
Right.
I will be at the Thursday night event. Colleen will be at the Wednesday night event, just fresh off of her river cruise. And this is just an opportunity for you to talk travel. We are certainly going to be highlighting Europe and our group trips to Europe for 2024. That's not all we're going to be talking about, but we have lots of people who have said to us, we've always wanted to travel with a Fox Group vacation. We just aren't sure. We don't know if this is right for us. And truthfully, we will honestly tell you after talking to you if it's right for you or not.
Right.
And we know we can't be all things. We understand sometimes that you are such a super do-it-yourself traveler that you don't need to travel with a group. But as we are discovering, more and more people are loving having somebody take care of every aspect of these trips. And so we've got trips that include air. You can do it without the air and meet us there if you'd rather do that. If you just like the whole idea that some of it's planned out, but you want to do things on your own, make this a part of your trip. Fly in early, leave late. All of those things work. So that's happening. We'd really love it if you would RSVP by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, vacation travel shows and events, scrolling down to the Sip and Savor, and then register for the event. All are welcome. And we would love to see you there.
Low pressure, hanging out, drinking some wine, and visiting with Rose and Colleen and all the folks from Fox World Travel.
Talk and travel. Can't think of anything more fun.
Gotta love that. While you're on the website, there's wedding destination travel. There's business travel. There's, of course, the group travel. You can find an advisor. Look through the different advisors. Find somebody that you like and reach out to them directly if you want to do that. Otherwise, the Contact Us page on the website at foxworldtravel.com is a great place to start any trip planning that you want to do.
Absolutely. And we've got people that are there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Sometimes an actual phone conversation is a good way to get the ball rolling as well.
Libby Collins in for me next week, so enjoy the week. I get to go somewhere for once instead of you. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.